This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Richard Sutter of St. Gabriel Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening, family. Good evening, family. It's a very appropriate way to think of ourselves, each and every one of us as family. In a moment, very shortly, we're going to pray the Our Father. And we turn to our Father and pray as family. Very appropriate to think of ourselves as brothers and sisters, for indeed we are, because Jesus calls ourselves his brothers and sisters. So we're gathered this evening as family. Would you please stand? Thank you. And if you would, if it helps you, close your eyes. Don't get caught up who's to your left, your right. But a posture to receive is to put your hands out, if you can put your hands out. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with our hearts wide open to receive. You are our Father, and you send your only begotten Son into the world to bless this world, in which you, united with the Son and the Holy Spirit, created. Lord, we are here to receive. Hands open, above all, hearts open to you, Father. Amen. You can go home. No, take a seat. No, but I mean, you know, It just doesn't matter whether or not you had your hands out or wherever your hands were like this. Where's the heart, right? Where's the heart? Oftentimes I have young people, they'll come in and they'll be like, "Father, you know, I kind of got the wrong shoes on to serve, or I got this and that, and I can't say much because sometimes I wear my Birkenstocks." But I mean, a lot of times I just like to say, or they're coming in from an activity or whatever, just say, "But how's your heart dressed up? Where's your heart?" Because it's your heart that Jesus sees. It's a heart that Jesus loves. You know, many of us, maybe we've been Catholic our whole life, and we can get in that routine. You come in and you dip your hand in that holy water and you do the sign of the cross. You're blessing yourself. You're recalling through that act, that preparatory act, that you are blessed. We come here this evening, I don't know how your week was. I don't know where your hearts are, but I know our Lord does. And oftentimes people wonder, well, what's Father doing? I say the prayer they ask us to pray coming over before that, but I also beg the Holy Spirit, say, we are your people. Our hearts are open here. Speak to me. What do you want to say to us this evening through the living Word of God? Jesus, Holy Spirit put on my heart yesterday that I think Jesus just wants each and every one of us to know you're blessed. You don't have to be here this evening. Maybe your parents dragged you here, but blessed are you parents, right? But you're here. Find yourself here and to know that you are blessed. Jesus speaks very clearly. Obviously, he shows the roadmap to our life, speaking out, blessed are they. But our beloved Lord did not only talk the talk, did not only preach it, but he practiced what he preached. He walked the walk, those bloody footsteps of his, up and down, falling, showing us how to get back up. And he preached on one mountain, and he was crucified for the world on another. And you can take all seven of the last words and link each and every one of them to the Beatitudes. He practiced what he preached from that cross. He wants us to turn to our Father and ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. What son who goes to his father and asks for an egg, he's going to get a snake, or ask for this, he's going to get that? How much your Father loves you. And Jesus went to that cross to show us how to open up our hands, not only for a blessing for us, but for the whole world. You can't bless someone with a clenched fist. You can't receive a gift with a clenched fist. You can't give a gift with a clenched fist. The posture of receiving is an open hand. The little ones know this. Those that their hearts are already racing to dinner and they're thinking about that big old chocolate cake, they're like, all I got to do is I got to come out here and put my hands out and I'm going to receive. I'm going to receive. I'm going to position myself to receive a gift. I want to receive. Blessed are you. Jesus went to the cross. Jesus preached the Beatitudes with a desire in his sacred heart to bless every single human being created in his image and likeness, and he wanted to show us the way to happiness. Happiness. I see somebody here right now. I can see him smiling. He may not know his mom. Gregory, is that you back there? Hey, Gregory, I'm gonna come back to you, and I'm going to get a little... Gregory does something for me every Mass, and I look for it every Sunday. Would you mind standing up and just offering me what you offer me every Sunday after Mass, okay? I'm here for it, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That's Gregory. That's Gregory. Every single Sunday, usually it's the Spanish Mass, I look forward to seeing Gregory. I've been talking about him the whole week, and I'm looking around. There he is. I ask him for his blessing. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we're here this morning to receive with a posture open. Lord, pour it out. I want your blessing. And I know that the blessing that you're wanting to give me is something beyond anything material, beyond anything that this world can offer. It's a blessing that you desire to pour out on the whole world. As St. Paul says in Romans 5:5, hope doesn't disappoint, for the love of God has been poured out on us through the Holy Spirit. St. Paul, speaking in that second reading, you weren't from noble families. You weren't from this, you weren't from that, you weren't from this, and look at you now. You've been blessed. He's pointing out how blessed they are. I think it's important. I mean, all of us probably have these moments where we found ourselves in those social moments. Maybe in school, we go to a grouping of a bunch of friends and there's a lot of people there. Or maybe we find ourselves at work, or we find ourselves in our community or something, and we're there and it's a packed room. We're there. And somebody is very special there. But that person who's special there, if we don't acknowledge them and maybe invite them there, they're always going to be there. They're always going to be there blessing us or there with their presence. But they're waiting to be invited in. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here right now. It's the Holy Spirit who brought us here. It's the Holy Spirit who will sustain us here. It's the Holy Spirit who will help us persevere. Have you invited him in? Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Come into my heart. Inflame my heart with the fire of your love and let me worship. If he's back in the corner, that's fine. Come on out of that corner. Come over here. I want to receive your blessing so that I can go about my life as Gregory just did there, blessing other people. We receive in order to give. Blessed are you who receive. You have received. Those who have received much, much will be asked of you. What do we receive here? We receive the love of God. We receive the peace of God. We receive the joy of God. We open our heart. It's not dependent on our feelings, sentiments, or emotions. It's dependent on a reality of knowing that we are loved and knowing that we can go forth and bless other people. If it sounds like I'm yelling at you or angry at you, I'm not. I'm just fired up. Fired up with the sense of how much God loves each one of us. You parents know that. Think of the day you took your child or your grandchild to that baptismal font where that deacon or that priest were there and you were so excited. And in the very beginning of that rite, that deacon or priest came over and put the sign across on your child and invited you parents and godparents to do the same. You can still do that. You got the state of grace. And every Christian, by virtue of our baptism, we have the power. You have the power to impart blessings on other people. You parents with little ones, try it tonight. Maybe you put them to bed. Stand in that doorway as Moses stood in the breach. Just put your hands out and say, Lord, some people, my neighbors, may think I'm weird if they're seeing me through the mirror or the window, but I'm here. Shower down your grace on my child. Bless my child. If they're a little older, maybe it's just marking them or something special after you have time at the dinner table. Marking your spouse, blessing your spouse at the close of the night. You teenagers, you need to know we see you. You need to know, Lord, the Lord sees you and he loves you and your church sees you and loves you. And it's not always easy to be a teenager. I remember when I was a teenager and I was going to Milton High School, 8th grade, 9th grade, basketball. I'm like, Mom, please drop me off 3 blocks from the entrance. I don't want people to see me with you. I'm not driving yet. But Mom, you know I love you. Your teenagers love you. So maybe looking for a little space. But you got the power. When they get out of that car and they go and they turn their back to you and you're walking, hit them with it. Hit them with it. Maybe not do it in front of their friends. Like, I'm like, really? You're at some event of theirs. You're there. Hit them with it. Maybe a little, raise your hand just a little and say, bless them. Bless them. You don't have to do... You can do that if you want. At the game, everybody does go, yeah, scored. How about, yeah, bless them. Blessed are you. Hold on to that tonight. And then imagine. Imagine what your world may be like. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your young adult grouping of friends. Maybe it's your colleagues at work or the person that you see almost every Monday at the water cooler that really just seems like the way they talk, they could use something. They're in need of something. And think in your mind's eye, who needs a blessing this week from you? Imagine. Imagine what it would be like to meet that person and that person just to kind of open up to you in a way and just tell you a little bit about their struggle or what it may be, and then to turn to them and just say, do you mind if I pray for you? And I bet you they'll say yes. Maybe not in a grouping of people at a board meeting or something, but on the side, yeah. And then try something. Don't walk away and do that prayer, which is good too, but just say, how about right now? There's someone special here right now, wherever you may find yourself. And I believe that person is here because Jesus himself said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. Do you mind if I take a moment here and invite the Holy Spirit into this moment? And then tell them, I'm gonna pause for a few seconds here. It may seem awkward or weird, but as we invite God's love into this moment, let's think about what he might want to tell us. Just pause for a little bit. And then pray. Pray for them from the heart. Pray for them here in their need. Pray in a way saying, knowing that they're seen, that they're loved, that they're blessed, that God cares for them, that he'll give them the strength to get through it. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are so blessed. Gregory, I thank you for blessing me, and I thank you for doing that every week, and I look forward to that. You have a gift. Your gift is joy. Your gift is love. And you light up a room. We all have the same power as Gregory, because the Holy Spirit's here. Knowing we're blessed, let's take him out there. And let's light the world up with God's love.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.